on record. My name is Ali Rodriguez. I'm a business coach, strategist, and fashionista expert. I help professionals fuse their passion for what they do with the profit. I want them to monetize their expertise and to create a lifestyle to match. Life is all about the style that we live. And one of the things that I always love telling people is to remember the following. Life is not about who's going to let you, but who's going to stop you. Having said that, today is Monday, January 25th of the new decade. Imagine, we're in the year 2010. I want to welcome everyone who has taken the time to be on this call. And the topic today, this has gotten a little too close to my heart, which is doing the right thing on Facebook. I want to talk about success tips. I'm going to share with you some success tips to effectively use Facebook, because efficient navigation through Facebook really gives you a sense of success, and it also is about enjoying the experience. So for those of you who may be on the sidelines wondering, is this Facebook thing really worth it? The other thing that I've been watching, and like I said on my invitation, is I'm hearing the frustration of people, like they're really ready to quit using Facebook. They feel they're spending way too much time. Some people think it's actually a total waste. And if you are one of those that are really wondering, is this really worth it? I say yes. And here is why. This is your opportunity to broadcast to the world who you are, what you do, and who you serve, and it's not costing you a dime. Not yet. Facebook may in the future start charging for the privilege of being a member, but that's in the future. For now, we all have an opportunity to really, really use our Facebook to advertise, to market, to promote, to make friends, to create long-lasting relationships, because really Facebook, more so than promoting and advertising, is all about creating relationships long-term. So when you start thinking with that side of your brain, that when you meet somebody, say, is this somebody that I really want to have in my life long-term? Or is this just going to be a quickie, like a cup of coffee and we're out of here? So I want to start thinking in those terms. And having said that, I'm going to give you many, many tips, and this call is being recorded. So if you can write everything down now, I will send you the audio recording link either by tonight or tomorrow. The main thing to remember in here is the following. How do you send friend requests, and to whom are you sending them to? The other thing, which is super important on your Facebook page, is how to craft your profile message. These two things are so important that if you're not doing it right, really, to your advantage, then that's when you start thinking, what am I doing on Facebook? What is this all about? Why am I even bothering? I'm spending too much time doing this. I'm going crazy. Everybody talks about Facebook and social media and this and that. Next thing you know, you get paralyzed because it's just too much. It's just way too much information and way too many distractions. So let me get back to friend requests. For those of you who are starting on Facebook, you need to say, okay, who do I want to befriend? Who do I want in my circle? Facebook, I want you to think of Facebook, especially the wall, which is where your profile picture shows up and when you craft the area where your message is crafted. So think about who are the people that you want to have as your friends, the people that you want to visit your wall, your Facebook wall, and why. Who are these people? Now, these people could be your target market audience. Hopefully, that's who they are. These people could also be friends of your market target audience. These people could be prospects. These people could be already established clients. These people could be pillars in the community, folks that you have done business with in your own backyard. The beauty of Facebook is that it's global. the beauty of Facebook, if any of you have noticed, is that you can also translate it into many different languages. And I don't want to confuse anybody. However, there is a little button on the right-hand side all the way to the bottom of the page that if you want to craft your message in different languages, and you don't have to speak the language that you want to translate it into, by the way, you can. So you see where it begins to break a lot of barriers of communication to the people that you want to serve without you having to spend any kind of advertising or marketing dollars out of your business budget, and especially for those who are starting up. And this is the year it started. The trend began actually at the end of 08 and sometime in 09. But now more than ever, you're going to be seeing a lot of new companies that are starting up. Well, guess what that translates into? If that translates into these folks are going to be creating jobs for other people. That translates into more profits that are going to be circulating throughout the global economy. That translates into money in your pocket. That translates. I can go on that one just so that you can be aware of the fact of, is Facebook worth it? You bet it is. It's like, it's the Pope Catholic. Yeah. So yes, it is worth it. It's all in knowing how you're going to navigate this thing that sometimes can get very confusing. One of the things that I want you to remember, and this too is very important, is the word in itself. It says Facebook. What is that? Well, a book has many pages. If you notice on your Facebook, you can see tabs. Those tabs are pages. You can create notes, you can create links, you can create audios, you can create videos. You can create even the email tab where you receive your own private emails. That's a different tab. So think of that as a page or pages within your book. And the word face pretty much kind of tells you that's what it's all about. That picture that you put on your profile, above your profile, that is your calling card. That is your business card. That is the one that says, world, here I am. I want to talk to you, and I want you to talk to me. So the picture is very important. I suggest that if you don't have a professional headshot, invest the time and the money in getting one. So please do that. It's very, very important that you have, it's like putting your best foot forward. Well, put your best face forward. And make it, make it a fresh picture. Don't use something from 20 years ago. And be who you are. When that picture is taken, let the photographer guide you. Another thing that I recommend highly is to make sure your background is either, it is kind of whitish, so the best features of your face show up. Smile if you feel like it. Just trust the photographer. If he or she's a professional, they'll know how to do it. Do get a professionally taken picture and put it on Facebook. Those pictures can be altered, they can be made bigger or smaller, or you can change them whenever you want to. However, put your best face forward. And that's important, that's super important. The second thing is asking for friends. Who do you want to serve? Yes.
Should we interrupt? Do we have something?
Yeah. Who is this?
This is Dale.
Dale, go right ahead. Yes, you can.
One of the things that irritates me is that people keep changing their pictures. And I go scan down the list of pictures, and people one time put up one picture, next time they change it to something else, and I miss them. Should you just stay with one picture?
If the question is for you directly, should Dale stay with one picture? My answer is yes, if that's your best face forward. Sometimes you're going to see people changing their pictures. They may have not liked the first one. They may have gotten feedback from other colleagues or friends that have visited. See, what happened to the other picture? Or what happened? You weren't smiling. You know, there are reasons why people change their pictures. That may not necessarily be to our liking, but they may have gotten feedback from the people they serve, from the people they work with, from prospects, for example. that they may, you know, somebody may have made a remark, and sometimes that influences our decision in, well, what do I want to put out there? Remember, your Facebook wall, again, that's kind of your landing page where everybody sees your picture. That's like the living room of your home. You want to have that living room to be very inviting. You want it to have the colors that you want it to have. If you notice some people on their pictures, they're going to be utilizing specific colors for the clothes they're wearing. Even the glasses or for the women, the eyeshadows, lipstick, things like that. So your Facebook wall is your home, and that's your living room where you invite everybody in and you want them to feel comfortable and embraced and welcome. So in answer to your question of the picture, make it about you. What are you comfortable with? When you look at it, do you think that you look amazing? That you look absolutely fabulous and that's the picture? If you were the visitor, it would be the picture that says, hey, I'm Dale, welcome. So that's how I want you to think about it. Did I answer your question?
Well, kind of, sort of. I just think that your picture is your logo on your page.
It is.
If you constantly change your picture, you're changing your logo and people can't find you.
I'd like to jump in, please.
Yes. Who is this?
My name is Pat Cunningham. I'm from Chicago.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. I'm guessing, okay, that people changing their pictures a lot are people who have personal profiles up there as opposed to a business profile.
Agreed, yeah.
That could be true, and Dale, that's a good tip that Patrick just gave us. However, since my concentration in here is all about business profiles, because I'm suspecting that that's the reason why we're all in here, this one when you were saying about those changing their pictures, I'm saying, well, make it about you. And now, if you're looking for certain people, they have changed their profiles, go to the little search box on Facebook and just enter the name. But, you know, people who are changing their profiles, it may be for the very same thing that you said, and or it may be that they just didn't like how they looked before and they think that a different picture, they may look better. At this point, I want you all to focus on that this call is all about you. And the point you make, Dale, about you finding people applies to you too, how the people are finding you. And yes, it's true, your picture is your logo, unless you're utilizing your Facebook wall to be your company logo, which that is true for big corporations like Coca-Cola, Walmart, or big restaurant chains, you will see using their logo. I had that question posed to me before. Is it, do I use my company logo or do I use my picture? I'd say, you know, people do business with those that they like and that they trust. So, and you know, if all of a sudden a logo is a logo, it's a corporation, but they do business with you, not with something that they can't see. So I'd say use your best face forward when you put that picture on your Facebook wall.
Can I ask a question, Ali? I'm sorry.
Yes, go right ahead.
This is Donald. You alluded to something, and I'd like you to clarify it a bit. Right now, I have a single Facebook, and I have both business stuff and family and friend stuff, and it's not working. So are you suggesting then that we actually have two Facebook entries, one for a business kind of relationship and then another one for your family and personal?
All right. That's a two-part question, and that actually has a three-part answer. On the first question, you can, yes, the answer is yes. Do not mix business with pleasure freely, because then people get very confused. What is he talking about? Who is he talking to? And that can be very easily controlled on the first Facebook that you have created with your settings. You can actually create, if you haven't done so already, and for those of you listening, if you have, when you create a list, in other words, when you have a friend, somebody that you want to befriend, and you send them a friend's request, and I will get into the friend's request eventually. When you send a friend's request, put that person on a list. That person, you can put it under professionals, you can put it under group, for example. I know I have John here that is calling from Spain. In his part of the world, he may be broken down by people that he does business in his community. He can put it in English, in Spanish, in whatever that happens to be going on in time zones, because when you're doing business global, it's just a different story. But when you get a friend, put that person in a list and do name the list in a way that is intuitive to you, that makes sense to you. And that goes with the family as well. You may have a big list of family and relatives. Put them in certain lists, and then the beauty of the list is that you can create certain settings that is only private to that particular list. And the settings, to get for me to get into settings right now would be a little lengthy, and you can look up that information easily under the Facebook Help section, and then do a search on lists and how to create the privacy of the settings. So if you have your family and your business prospects all mixed within the same Facebook account, you need to separate them by list. Even if that becomes now a tedious thing for you to do, Donald, you got to do it, because otherwise everybody's exposed to what everybody else is saying. And that's the easy fix. It's very easily done. When you put them within that list, then that information, whatever information you're sharing, you're making sure that it's only for your family. And between them, they can talk among themselves if that's what you choose to do. Now, and then you separate your prospects. You separate your business acquaintances, your colleagues, the people that you're going to school with, and, continuing education, all these different wonderful things that we're all doing for personal growth. You create your list accordingly, and you apply the settings that you want to apply. They can be private, they could be public, they could be semi. It will give you a choice. So go to the help section of Facebook and look that up. Now, the second thing, which this may turn into another class at a later time, but the second thing that I want you all to be aware of, that you can create a specific business page through the creation of a fan page. And that, too, takes a little time to create it and to understand how it works, and that is your separate entity. I, myself, am in the process. I just created my fan page about a month ago, and I've been inviting all of the people that are already on my list to move over to my fan page, because eventually I'm going to meet my quota. Remember, on Facebook, you're only allowed like 5,000 friends, and then that's it. You're out of gas. So what happens after you hit that number? Come on, something else has to give. And that's what Facebook decided to do about 3-4 months ago. However, that Facebook fan page has to be created under the same account name. One thing that Facebook is very strict on is no duplicity. They really are very strict about spamming and about people trying to fool other people. They are very good at doing that. And so when you could, yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. This is Cheryl. Could you explain the difference between a fan page and a group? I'm not sure I understand that, because I've seen both of them, and they both seem to be used quite a bit.
I'll go into that in a little bit, all right?
Thank you.
Finish on the, yeah. So Facebook will allow you to create a fan page under the same account name. So if you create it under XYZ at Yahoo.com, it has to be created under the same email and the same account person that opened it. They cannot be a duplicate of names. They cannot be a different name. So that's very important that you do. That becomes your separate business page. And you use it exclusively for business. And you invite only people that you want to have as business contacts. And here's the catch and the beauty also of the fan page. That you may have people on your fan page that are perhaps strategic partners in the same ventures that you're in, right? You can give them permission to post about themselves too. So that way, it's a two-way thing. Every time they talk about you, you show up on their pages, and they're showing up on yours, and it creates a wonderful news feed that brings a lot of visibility to your fan page, to your business, and you're keeping it strictly business. There's no two ways about it. Did I answer your question, Donald? Donald?
Yeah, sorry, I was muted.
Don't go mute on me, Donald. I know
well,
you
can't. Well, I've got a little puppy here, or dog, and so I try to mute when I'm on a call.
It's courtesy. That.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, it is a real challenge. You know, I'm just looking at my list now and trying to, and creating new lists, and then I'll have to look at the fan page. Because that's been my greatest frustration now, is that it's all mixed together. So I've got church friends and family and business, and I've got two or three different kinds of businesses, you know, and it's a mess.
Yes, and that's when people are beginning to get very frustrated about using Facebook, because it's almost like all of a sudden, what have I created? Oh, guess what? A little monster here. And you want to stay away from that. If you're already facing a mess, create a fan page, and Donald, you've known me for a little while, and you know I'll be happy to help with that and walk you through whatever needs to be done. In the interim, and you're going to see, actually, that pops up a lot on the right-hand side of your Facebook wall where you see something like says, would you like to become a fan or would you like to create a fan page? Facebook facilitates that, so you can always look it up on their Facebook fan page creation, and you actually use the word creation in your search, and they will pretty much tell you how to do it. To create a fan page, it may take about 30 minutes, and again, be sure you use an amazing face photograph that specifically says, you know, who you are. All right, now getting back to what is the difference between a group and a fan page, it's a huge difference. And Carol, what was your encounter? Let's not talk about the fan page now. What was your encounter about the group that got you confused?
Well, I just noticed they're both very popular, and we have a fan page for our Art and Soul Radio, and we've wondered, I get so many invitations from groups, and we're wondering if it would be easier to invite people to our show on a group page. I'm just not sure what the difference is, because they're both very popular.
I'll tell you something. The fan page tops it all. Group pages are beginning to kind of go by the wayside due to it's more limited in effectiveness.
Okay.
And for the group page, you actually have to have an administrator. You have to have somebody that does administrative duties to maintain the group.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the fan page. The fan page is a lot easier, it's more effective, it has a larger outreach, and as long as those fans come to you permission-based, obviously, when you invite them, they say yes, you have a two-way interaction with your fans, which is completely different with a group. With a group, you send an invitation to the group, and it depends on how many number of people you have to the group and what is the limitation by Facebook as to how many members are allowed in the group. And that, I found with Facebook, that has changed. Before, it used to be like 100 to 1,000 to 2,000, and then they started to put restrictions because it was just too many invitations or too many people within one invitation going out at once. So, and again, the group needs, it's like Donald's puppy. It needs a lot of tender loving care. You do need somebody to administrate the group. You need to constantly be promoting your group, otherwise people don't know that you exist. So if you already do you already have a group, you said?
No, we have a fan page.
You only have
Okay. Yeah, I like the fan page because I post on it usually once a day and send it out to our fans. And, you know, it's something where people don't get too much information all at once either.
Yeah, that's the other thing. But I'm not putting down the groups because the groups can be very effective. However, I'll tell you, with the groups, you need to educate yourself as to what to do with the page, how to do the page, how often do you have to be in touch with the people. Otherwise, you're just wasting your time. And the reason why I wanted to do this call today is because enough with the time wasters already. However,
right.
Yeah, I mean, really, I, this is why when I did it this impromptu, it was just yesterday when I decided to put this out to the world, it was like, I hear the frustration, I hear how people are saying, this is just ridiculous, it's not worth my time, and I don't want you all to miss out on how well you can do on Facebook if you do it right. Now, so getting back to you, stick to your fan page. If you already have it, just unless you want to invest your time, and by that I mean invest your time. Nobody's going to pay you for it. You're on your own on that one. Figuring out the group pages, you're going to have some. You're going to need an administrator for that. And
okay. Well, we just wondered. Some people have both, and that's why I was asking.
Well, like I said, it could be very effective, but you're going to need to find out more as to how it can be effective for your particular type of business. To me, the groups is not for everybody. It really isn't. I did it myself. I started going. It was a lot of fun, and then I realized it was going to be a lot of work. And it is, and that's bottom line. And this is what I want all of you to stay away from. A lot of work. It just doesn't make sense. There's one thing that never, ever comes back, and that's our time. You know, money comes and money goes, but our time is the most precious commodity. Once that's gone, it's goodbye, never to come back again. And that's the pain I'm hearing from people, that what the heck am I doing with it? And that's because you can lose your concentration, you can be extremely distracted, which, by the way, distraction equals addiction.
Yep.
There's a lot of people that they get on Facebook at the beginning, and they can actually tell you that they have no accountability of time for the past 3 months. Because they have been so into it with no focus, no plan, no strategy, and as a friend of mine would call it, lava land. So this is why I want you all to do very little work and to spend only the amount of time that you can, you will, and that you will see it as an investment of your time. That is not a time that is going to be gone, never to come back without any return on it. Anything and everything that we think, we say, and we do, there's got to be a return on it. Otherwise, don't do it.
Allie, can I interrupt?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. I heard a gentleman say that he had a couple of different businesses. If I have two businesses, but they're almost opposite each other, one is a handmade project and the other is a coaching business. One has really not much to do with the other. How do you separate those things on Facebook? Is that back to the name lists again?
If you have them all in one wall, You have to concentrate on your primary business. If you have more than one business, you then create a fan page that is for your primary business, the one who's really going to bring you the return on your time and money and time, money, and emotional effort that you're putting into it. Because a lot of people are beginning to understand how emotionally taxing this whole process can be, when it can actually be a very enjoyable experience. If you have more than one business, it's almost like when you have more than one lover.
Who do you give time to?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you, Allie.
You bet. Any other questions while we're in the topic?
How do you juggle that one lover business and not Tiger Woods needs to know?
Sorry, I can't hear you. Say that again?
Maybe do a seminar for Tiger Woods on juggling more than one love.
Well, you know what? I'm an expert at it, so yeah, we can do a teleseminar on that. For now, I just want to make sure that was a very good question. You know, you get more than one business, like Donald was talking about. What do you do? Well, you create a fan page, which is your business page for the one business that you know is the one that you really want to promote, and it's the one that you want, that is going to bring you business, that is going to bring you profits, and it's the one that you want to invest your time and emotions and real time equals money too. So that's the one that you want to concentrate on. When it, like with anything else, keep it simple and don't miss. If you have two businesses that may not be complementary to each other on the same location. That's almost like if you are the owner of a Burger King and a McDonald's, but instead of across from each other, you put them together, you know. I don't know. It's up to you. But if they're not complementary to each other, you have to think about which is the one that you really want to promote and dedicate your time to. And do not then mix one with the other, because that's what confuses people. And that's going to bring me to the second topic that I want to talk to you about. It's the friend's request. Is there anybody on this call that does not know yet how to create a friend request and or who to look for when asking somebody to become a friend? Anyone who would want to share even when they first started?
I harvested for this bill.
Hi, Bill.
I harvested friends from other friends.
Mm-hmm.
I went through and looked if somebody was a friend, and I went through and looked who they were friends with.
Okay. All right. That's a way. That's one way of doing it. Anyone else?
Yeah, honey, I can make a difference. I can tell you what I do. It's John in Spain here.
Okay.
I join groups that are interested in my topic. And invite people from there. Now, actually, you may be able to help me here. Just before I do ask the question, one thing I do is I look for people who are active themselves, people who are posting things up, and I'll often prefer to invite them. I'll just always personalize the message. I'll just say something like, you know, I see that we're both members of whatever group, you know, and tell them a little bit about myself, and then I say, I hope you'll accept me as your friend. I think Facebook used to distinguish, used to tell you where people were located geographically. It doesn't do that anymore, or have I missed something? But anyway, that used to be a help to me. I'd select people in the geographical location that I was interested in as well. That's what I do. I just look for people who've got interest, because of the groups that they've joined, in the things that I'm interested in.
Excellent, John. Thank you for sharing that, because that's another way of finding prospects. Look for people that have common things, that they have things in common with you. Find people that in a way speak your own language, and I don't mean English, Spanish, or Turkish. I mean the language of the soul, the language of your values. Obviously, if you're a person who believes in honesty and trustworthiness and telling the truth, you are not going to be looking for people that you see their postings that they're usually bashing or downgrading other people. Is that making sense?
Absolutely.
Yes. So what John said in here is very true. Before you, and another thing that John said in here, which is crucial, and it was part of what I want to talk to you all about today, is sending a personal note. I don't care if it's a one-liner. I don't make it personal. Do not just make it generic. But let me go back to looking for friends. Yes, look for friends that are friends of friends. When I first started on Facebook, it seems like it was like a long, long time ago, but it really isn't, come to think of it. I was a little lost because, again, it's so much information. There's so many things that are, you know, that I just didn't know how to navigate it. And this is why I'm here today, to help you navigate successfully. I went to people that were already established on Facebook, and there were people I respected. There were people that they already had my trust. And there were people that at the time, because they too were already beginning to create their own database, they were very picky as to who they befriended. So that, for me at the beginning, that was a rule of thumb with me. I would go directly to those folks and see who were they befriending that they were adding to their list. The other thing, like John was saying, look for groups that may be of interest to you. That they may be talking your same language. They may be talking about things that you may be passionate about. That's a great way of making quality friends. And remember, that's what you want to do. Facebook is not about numbers, people. Remember this. don't go befriending people because you want to build a huge list of 5,000 or 25,000 or, you know, whatever that number is in your mind. Be sure that you're building quality relationships. So Facebook is not about the quantity, it is about the quality. That's why asking for requests to friend some people on Facebook is crucial. One of the things that I want to go over briefly, as John had mentioned, he sends a personal message. That's where the gold is, actually. In the message that you send out, that is your gold. Now, the follow-up, that's your diamond. It makes no sense to create a friend or to have a friend and then that person never hears from you, right? And how did you do that? That's another story which I'm going to tell you in a minute. But right now, the main thing is when you start looking for a friend, be sure that there's some kind of a connection. Be sure you remember where you found them. Be sure that you yourself create a system for yourself because what, you know, one size doesn't necessarily fit all. So, craft your introductory message. Write it down. Take a look at it like if you were sending it to yourself. And if it sounds good to you, then you got a good message. In your introductory message, make clear the process of your message. In other words, don't make it too confusing. Like, I'm here to befriend you because I, you know, I happen to have a boutique. I sell bubble baths and towels and blah, blah, blah. It's too much information. Keep it simple. Make it a clear process. The message has to be very clear. Also, another thing, have the reason why you want to befriend this person in your introductory message clear as well. Gee, I want to be friends with you because I noticed that you talk about things that are of interest to me. That you're stating your why, the reason why. You may be connecting with somebody because they happen to be in the same industry you're in, and you may want to exchange ideas. It may be something I want to befriend you because I love your ideas, I've seen your postings, and I'd love to share ideas with you. So make the reason also clear. If, and this happens, where some people in their introductory message, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with it, if you want to make your introductory message about that you're actually selling something, that you're just not only, you know, connecting with this person because you want to be friends, but in the interim you want to let them know, this is what I do, this is my field of expertise, and I'd love to be able to be of service to you in that area. Using those words, you know, that's fine too. And if that's what you do, be sure that in your closing you add the link to your website or product or service or blog or whatever that is on the web, because this is what Facebook is also allowing us to do and be, which is totally global. There are no more, you know, we're not limited. And if you happen to have a website, if you happen to have a blog, it doesn't necessarily have to be a whole website. It could be just a blog. It could be, it could actually be even your own email address. Be sure that you add it in your closing. And because guess what happens, you know, you may even say, for example, you know, I'm a dermatologist, and once a week I talk about how to take care of skin issues. And I may say, wow, this person's approaching me, she's going to talk about things that we all have skin issues once in a while. I'd love to sign up to her newsletter. So in your introductory message, if you want to, for those of you that perhaps have newsletters or have once a week blog posting, for example, that you talk about something that you're passionate about, with, you know, about your business, your product, the people that are in your life, whatever that happens to be, add it in. Put it as a link and let the person know, look, you can actually look this up and you can find more about this. Add it in as part of that message. And guess what happens? When you send that introductory message, you're creating an opportunity to dialogue. And then once that person responds back, please, 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 that's your golden opportunity. That's what I call the diamond, to follow up, to respond back. Not just how delightful it was that we connected, but actually my God, you know, this is awesome. We have connected. I see what you have. And take it, whatever that is, take it a step further so whereas you can dialogue. That what that person has offered is not only good to you, but you have something in turn that you can offer to that person. And that person can offer to other people. That's the beauty of making your message well-crafted, and be sure that that introductory message hits a chord. I happen to mention the dermatologist for a reason. I recently received, this was about 3 weeks ago, a message from a dermatologist in California. And so the message was so well-crafted that I said to myself, this doctor actually took the time to promote the products, to promote the practice in California, to mention all of the different partners in the practice. And the introduction was all about the different products that they're offering and blah, blah, blah. However, she understood I was in Florida. She personalized the entire message. She stated the reason. She stated the benefits. And then she went on to say, this is where you can find me. If you're ever in California, I would love to meet. It was like wonderful hook. It was a great, well-crafted message. Of course, I'd open up for dialogue, then I talk about my business, how I can help your team to be more effective even online, blah, blah, blah. But did you all get the message now, the importance of that introductory message, whichever way you want to craft it, whichever way, especially when you're starting out, be personal. Be very personal with your messages. Now, suppose you say to me, okay, but I don't have all that time. You can still create a message that feel personal, and you can delegate, because it's another thing. If Facebook, which is, never mind, if Facebook will bring you prospects, it's up to you to turn them into clients. Facebook is not the answer to it all, okay? Facebook is not the only answer to marketing and advertising, creating prospects and creating the clients for you. That's your job. But the possibilities are just endless. And you can create all these prospects that will come to you. Now, you got them. You get their attention. So do your job. Go sell it, all right? Does this make sense? Anybody? I'm going to open this up for questions now. Anybody has any question about this? Hi. You got any questions about the crafting of your introductory message?
No, I think I'm good to go with that one.
Okay, all right. Again, you know, you're starting out, craft it. If you already are sending out requests, think about your requests and think about the people that you want to befriend. Think about quality, not quantity, and think about that these people may be future partners. I don't mean partners for life, but you can partner with different joint ventures. As to who's going to help you do what. And always ask for help. Always say to others, look, I got something new that I just came up with, and there's information that I want to disseminate and I want to share with others. Can you do me a favor and share it with your list on Facebook? There's a little button that says share. It's got a big plus sign on it. And that's how you help other people share that information. And believe me, this is like when I sent out this invite. Those of you who went ahead and shared it with others, I deeply appreciate it, and I'm not going to forget who you are and what you did. You immediately went from my regular list to my A-plus list. Because that's another thing. You want to create A-plus list, like superstars list, like these are the really, you know, people I love and all this kind of thing list. Because those are the ones that are going to talk about you. And this is the other opportunity that you have on Facebook to have people talk about you. Now, getting back to dialogue, how do you get them to talk about you? Start sharing information that is meaningful to your target audience, to the people that you want to be talking to. Start talking about things that are interesting to you and to them. I mean, sometimes you can talk about something as trivial as, I'm taking my child out for a walk this evening, and two of her friends want to join us, and I'm just going to go ahead and be the babysitter for the night. something like that. You'd be surprised how many people said, oh, my God, I didn't know you had children. Really, I have the same problem. How do you get people to sit with children, blah, blah, blah. If that's your thing, anything that you're, that is interesting, that is meaningful, that is going to add value to a conversation, that is gold. And another thing, let's say that you actually like somebody's work a lot, and you may be a little shy about approaching that person, like, you know, I'd love to be able to do the same thing you're doing, but I just don't know how. Can you help me? Don't be shy. What's the worst that can happen? That they say no? So be it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another way of opening up that door of dialogue. And once you establish the dialogue, please, please, please follow up, because that is your diamond. Now, let me get back quickly here. The time is flying. About crafting your message underneath your profile picture. Remember, that whole area of your wall, your Facebook wall, which is different from your homepage, and your notes, and your links, and your videos, and your audios, and your pictures, that wall is your living room. So the message that you craft underneath your picture, that is your calling card, that's your business card, that's what's going to get everyone's attention, that's what's going to bring you prospects, and that's when you want to follow up those prospects that you think that, wow, they need me. They really can use what I have to sell here. So anyone in this call that want to share something about how they crafted their message under their picture on the wall? John, I'm going
to jump out, Annie.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, John, I'm going to go for you.
Okay. Well, look, I was going to jump out before, actually, when people were talking about, having several businesses, or I think someone was talking about having one for their personal life and one for their business life. I'll tell you how I see it. It's very personal, this, and it's all about me, really. And that's what Facebook is, in a sense. It's a vehicle of self-expression. And that's why I love it, because for me, my business is the same thing. My business is also all about self-expression. And I don't distinguish between my personal life and my business life, because for me, it's all the same. It's all, as Richard Branson said, it's all living. And for me, it's about having total integrity and being authentic. You attract the right people to you if you do that. And, personally speaking, I've had to do a lot of work on myself, really, over the last 10 or 15 years, on my path of entrepreneurship. And it's about, Facebook gives me the perfect opportunity to express myself fully. I couldn't really have two businesses personally, because it would be lack of focus, but if I did, and they were happily, sat happily together, then I put them both on Facebook. I put the whole thing on Facebook. That's how I see it. That's how I see it. I don't know if that helps or not. I mean, it's a very personal perspective on it.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. When I was talking earlier about building long-term relationships, you build those based on trust. So, and this is another thing about Facebook. People nowadays can smell a fake a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
So being authentic, being in integrity, to me, that is so important. Stick to your core values. To me, that should be the essence of your message. Stick to your core values, because that's what's going to attract your prospects. Now, I take it a step further. In your message that you have under your picture, always state who you are. State what you do, and state who you serve. If you're making it about business, like those of you thinking about creating a fan page, and I very much encourage everyone to do so, because it will pay off in the long run. Again, who you are, what you do, and who you serve. So that you're very specific about, really, who the heck are you? And what is it that you do, that meaning state of benefits? And then, who is it that you want to work with? Who is your target audience? Who are the people that, whatever it is you do, they're going to benefit tremendously through having you in their lives? And the other thing that I want you all to remember is that every single human being on this planet, their life is remarkable. Everybody is remarkable. And there's so much value to who you are and to what you do. Therefore, everything matters. And that's what I really want you to remember when you craft your message to describe you right under that picture on your wall.
Hey, Allie?
Yes.
This is Liz.
Hey, Liz. Welcome.
Hey, I've been here all along.
Why is it?
Well, I have to let you talk.
No kidding.
What I wanted to say is that message underneath your picture and everything, I think what's important is that, you know, you shouldn't just talk and be serious about your business or anything. You should, yes, talk about your business, but throw in your personality, too. I mean, because if you're just plain serious, but you're a person who's more on the fun-loving side, if someone contacts you and they expect you to be, you know, straight-laced, and when they talk to you, you're not so straight-laced, like me or Allie, they're going to be in for a shocker, and if that's what they were looking for, you're going to lose somebody. And
Well,
vice versa, if they're looking for someone who's going to be fun to work with, they're not going to contact you because you have this, you know, very serious message. So that's something you got to think about.
Well, that goes,
you know,
back,
look out for those clowns, Allie.
You're telling me. That goes back to what John said about using authenticity in your words. And that goes back to the picture. Your picture is got to project. You know, if you're a fun-loving person, then give me a fun-loving smile. Don't put a picture up there that, you know, goes back also what Dale was talking about, that you know, he gets upset about people seeing their pictures all the time. But put a picture in there that reflects your mood. I mean, some people, they have that charisma and that passion on their faces, on their smile, and their eyes are bright. This is where getting a professional photographer that's going to take the best picture ever pays off. What's the most they can charge you? $150 to $100 a year. I don't know how much that is in euros in Spain, John. But that picture is very important when you want to put your best face forward. And the other thing, yes, let your personality shine through, because it's all about doing business with people that we like. And again, that description of yourself, if that part of you is fun-loving, it goes back to integrity and authenticity. You put in there the words that describe you. It takes me back to who you are.
By the way, this is Bill, and I'm looking at Liz's picture right now, and I don't know what it says.
Really? What?
I think you're talking about the Liz in Kentucky.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh.
That was a good Liz.
I
was going to
say Liz.
Sorry about that.
Oh, Allie's seen my picture, and she knows that that picture is a whole lot about me.
Oh, this is too juicy.
I'll have to go to that one.
Yeah, two different Liz's.
My goodness.
Oh, this is too juicy. If I would have planned this, it would have never worked.
I've been trying to get Liz Ashcraft to put a picture up for a long time.
Yeah, you know what? I noticed that yesterday.
I just had the chance.
Yeah, I noticed that yesterday, too. As a matter of fact, I tried to contact her and say, I can't believe she doesn't have a picture. So I'm really glad that you've been called on it. Now, let me get back to the other, Liz. You made a very good point in there, Liz, and it's I really trust that it's very clear to everybody, as John was saying, and I've been emphasizing so far, the importance of being who you are. Again, that message has to be crafted about who you are, what you do, because you do have to say, well, you know, I do X, Y, Z. No, I don't do Windows, by the way. And the third thing, it is who it is that you love working with. You know, whether they're builders or whether they are pastors or whether they are CEOs of their own companies, whether they're coaches or whether they're people that you're starting out in business, whether they're people that are transitioning in life. It matters not. Whoever you are passionate about working with because you know that what you've got can help and will help, state it. That's your block. That's your box. That's your opportunity to state what you need to state. And whoever you are, again, authenticity, integrity. And I'll tell you something, Liz, for some people, being serious is their being their authentic self.
Well, no, I'm not arguing that.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is, yeah, that picture has to match the message that is under it. So match your message to your picture, match your picture to your message. Be who you are, be authentic, talk about who you serve, talk about how you help, and be sure within that blog that you put a link to your website or blog or XYZ, whatever it is that you've got going on. I'd be remiss if I don't mention at this point, and I told you the time would fly, that we haven't even touched about Twitter and the other social networking, social media networks. There is another thing that you all can do, those who are already on Twitter, just for the sake of our time-saving techniques in here, is you can actually hook up your Twitter account to your Facebook account. And that's free. You don't need to be a techie to figure it out.
I hate that, Allie.
Well, let me finish. Let's not go hating people already.
No, I love you, but...
love me more.
I get so much Twitter stuff on when I go into Facebook that I can't find other stuff. I mean,
well,
you can every 10 seconds.
Listen, this is for everybody. You can disable it if you don't like it. That's the beauty. You don't need to live with it. It's like...
You could turn off other people's Twitter stuff coming in?
Oh, of course.
Oh, that will be a lifesaver for me. I've got one guy that every time I'm turning left, I'm turning right, I'm sitting down, I'm standing
up. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
Who gives a hoot, right?
That's right. I want to know stuff that's significant. Thank you.
Well, same here. So see, you're not hateful after all. Yeah, that's very easy to do. But listen. Really, you're here also to make sure that you don't waste any time. I hate what's going on as much as the next person with all these time wasters. All of these people that are coming in and they're in your face about what they want to sell you. And they're really very sneaky because they all sound so nice at the beginning and then boom, they hit you, right? And again, this is what I'm promoting in here. Be who you are. Be authentic. Talk about stuff that's really meaningful. Things that are going to help each and every one of us in one way or another. And think about your introduction. Think about how you're going to craft that message. Never mind how you're going to craft it. We're already giving you the who, the what, and who you're serving. That's very, very important. And please, just be... You know, one of the things that I love that I see a lot on Facebook, that people are really transparent. Facebook, unlike other social networking platforms, it's like having your own TV, but you get to talk to the characters back and forth. You know, how many times we've watched a show on TV that we want to say to the character, oh, don't go to that door, we know the killer is on the other side. Don't be a jerk, right? But they can't answer because you're just watching. It's one way. On Facebook, you have the ability to be bidirectional and sometimes even multidirectional when you got a lot of people going on at the same time. So be very authentic. Be who you are. Craft your message and make it a well-set message because that's how you're going to attract the prospects. Your job is to turn them into clients. You want clients, your job is to sell them. Facebook is one of the tools for your marketing and your advertising that so far it doesn't cost any money but your time. The other thing, getting back to Twitter briefly in here, yes, you can connect Twitter to your Facebook account. You can also connect your Facebook fan page to Twitter. It's the other way around. You put something on your Facebook fan page, and you can be tweeting about on your Twitter page, which is pretty cool because you don't have to do a double posting entry. And the third thing, when you think that that things are getting out of hand as far as your time, as I told you, distraction equals addiction. I said at the beginning of the call, I know someone who cannot account for the last 3 months of her time. So, because it's the addiction, it's just all the distractions, and you want to be in mass and in procession at the same time. Well, guess what? It doesn't work that way. Get disciplined about it. Put a timer on your desktop when you're doing Facebook, and whatever you need to say, whatever you want to say, put a time constraint on it. And if you get distracted, put a timer that will go off. And even if you're in the middle of a sentence, stop right there. Stop it, end it, you're done with Facebook for the day or for the week, whichever way you want to do it. And the same thing with Twitter, but Twitter is another class altogether. And I want to open, I got about 2 more minutes. Any questions while I get all of your attentions? And I hope everybody's very excited about, you know, getting more effective navigating through Facebook, all right? Now, I'm taking questions.
By the way, that is Liz LeClaire, right?
That would be me, yes.
Your picture on there is an excellent picture.
Thank you.
It's really solid. It is beautiful. Having
Thank
you. A studio.
I'm sorry?
A picture of you.
Now, you have to tell her your name so she'll know to look
you. Oh, yeah. It's Bill Hodges. I'm sorry.
Bill Hodges.
But your smile is beautifully approachable, but the brick wall behind it makes it solid. So it's a great combination.
Okay, and now we just found out that Bill is also a psychologist. I love that remark about the brick wall. Yes, Bill, that was really awesome. Okay. Anyone else? We got the other Liz, we got Donald,
yes.
We got Dale. Dale disappeared on me. Dale, are you still here with us? Yeah, I told you. Yeah. Any other questions? Because this is really the time.
Well, are you going to do anything? I would really like to have, I've only been on it for, well, I've had it for a long time, but only using it for about a month. I'd like to have something about how to use the links and those side of things. So are you thinking of doing a session like this, but being more specific to the operation of the Facebook page?
Yes, I will. Actually, like I said, when I did this impromptu call, it's because I, too, was hearing everybody's pain, and
this
I said...
This is Bill, by the way.
Yeah, Bill, thanks. And I'm saying I just need to put a stop to this nonsense because everybody's just, you know, screaming and tearing their hair out, and it's not worth it. And is Facebook worth it? Absolutely. What is not worth it is to sit in front of it and not know what you're doing or how to use it and how to be efficient and how to get prospects and how to make those prospects into clients. You got to know what you're doing. It's all that simple. You don't go fishing where there's no fish in the pond. You have to be very strategic. You've got to be very strategic with your alliances, who you're talking to. This is why I was a little tough in driving the point of crafting a message, of crafting that very individual message, because I'd rather see you get 10 friends a month than 1,000 in a month. That absolutely means nothing. Be strategic. Be passionate in your message. So, yeah, that's what I want to do today, and I hope that the message has come through. As a matter of fact, I know it has for some of you, and there will be many others that will be listening to this later. Yes, there will be another class, and that will be another story. I will keep you all posted. For those of you who are not on my regular list, and in other words, if you receive this invitation through Facebook and you're not on my list, I would love for you to just simply email me so that I can forward the recording to you directly, because this call is being recorded. I will forward the link to you, and I will keep you posted as to the next class, because I do want to get more into the nitty-gritty of things and how to help you really make money on Facebook, make money anywhere. We are in this planet for a reason, and the beauty of money and wealth is because it serves our needs. It's not the other way around. You know, those who have the mentality that we're working for money, that's a problem. Money works for us. We don't work for money. And that's the idea of making it into such a pleasurable experience when you are out there doing what you do best, and you do it with love, and you do it with passion, and you do it in integrity above all. How can you go wrong? No way. No way. So please email me. I want your name so I can let you know about the next class. And my email address is Ali, A-L-I, at Vision, V-I-S-I-O-N, then the word for, F-O-R, and then success, S-U-C-C-E-S-S dot biz, B-I-Z. VisionForSuccess.biz, which is, you can also find me on the web, and you can contact me from the web as well. But do send me a brief email. Hi, I'm Bill, I'm Joe, I'm Liz, and
just sent you a film request, or a friend request, with Bill Hodges.
Yeah, well, but you know what? Just go ahead and email me directly, because that way I know that I'm talking to people that have been on this class today, that you're really serious about me crafting something else. I have become very passionate about this particular journey that I'm on, and I don't want people to be discouraged. I just want people to get what they want in life. Really, it's all that simple. So thank you, everybody, for being on this call. Thank you. It's been very... Well, I said it was going to be high energy, and it has been. If you have any questions, again, email me directly at ali@visionforsuccess.biz. John Wolfendale, it's been awesome to hear your voice again. Liz, thank you, and thank you, everybody, for being in this call. And we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Ali.
Bye.
Thank
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye
for now.
Thanks. Bye, Bill.